So I've been asked to come up with five thoughts about PhD supervision, and the way that I've come up with them is really in a series of questions that might be explored by the supervisor with the PhD researcher. So I'm Terry Gifford. I have one PhD student at the moment at Bar Spa, and I'm in conversation with two others, guiding their reading and honing their projects, who may well apply next year. But formerly, I was Director of Research for the School of Performance and Cultural Industries at the University of Leeds, where I chaired the research committee, and every proposal came up before the research committee to be approved by them. Often the supervisor was actually sitting on the committee, and the committee might decide that the project wasn't ready yet to be accepted and would knock it back. And this was a regular part of the process. So the supervisor was often prepared to go back and refine the proposal before it was accepted by the research committee. So the question, first of all, is one of readiness. Often candidates don't realise that it's going to take quite some time to bring a proposal to readiness, taking several drafts in dialogue with the supervisor. And this process might take 6 months or a year, and candidates need to be prepared for that. I mean, supervisors will be aware that often the research question is far too big for a 3-year research project full time. And often the field might not have been fully explored to position the research question within it. The research question will be followed by a number of sub-questions which follow from it in order to explore it. And these can be overwhelming and enlarge the project far too much. But it's also useful perhaps to discuss with the student what might be the possible reasons for failure of this research project, or aspects of possible failure. There will be some dead ends, won't there? And how will the project deal with those? And what would success look like at the very end of this project? There also ought to be a timeline proposed. Of course, all of these things will be adjusted, including the research question, as the inquiry continues. But there ought to be a target timeline which gets reviewed as the project progresses. Now, does the candidate understand that this is a critical inquiry? There has been a tendency in the past in PhDs to be proving a hypothesis, or to be simply stating an area of a field to be explored without a research question and a properly structured inquiry into it. Another question to ask is, does this represent an understanding of the process of creative inquiry? This is quite difficult for students to grasp, I think, the nature of creative inquiry, reflective creative inquiry. And how will the research deal with dead ends? Well, dead ends are very useful in research, aren't they? And they need to be incorporated into the spirit of the inquiry and what is being discovered. At Leeds, we always ask the student to make a record of the supervision, which would include things like progress made since the last meeting, the matters discussed at the meeting, the really key points being made, targets for the next meeting, and the date of the next meeting. And I think we're going to provide a sample student record of a supervision alongside this film that might be a very good grounds for discussion of the question of recording supervisions. This safeguards both the student and the supervisor. I don't think I've ever had a student record that hasn't needed some tweaking by me about that supervision before it finally goes down in the record that's agreed between two of us. It's very useful to think about ways in which original source material is going to be generated by this research. For example, visiting the actual sources for this research. Interviewing leading scholars in the field. Often candidates think, well, I'm really just starting out in this field. How can I possibly approach a magnificent figure who dominates it? But I'd encourage people to attempt that, even to correspond with leading scholars in the field to produce new material that can be quoted in the research. I, for example, am very much long retired, and I welcome correspondence from students who are seeking clarification of some of the things that I've written. And, of course, thinking about searching the archives beyond the obvious ones, going the extra mile in thinking about that, may well generate a little bit of original source material. And finally, I went to a symposium of the Creative Practice and Critical Thinking Group, which was addressed by Dr. Lyle Skaines, who used the phrase, knowing the significance of the research. And I think this is really quite difficult for students to grasp. So the PhD finally needs to have an awareness of the new knowledge attained by it, whatever form that new knowledge might take, and however small that new knowledge might be. Sometimes a new term can be defined in the research. It needs to be clearly defined as opposed to just used in practice. And it needs to justify itself. I think this needs careful thought, but it's a way of encouraging the student to think about the newness of what they're discovering, or a new application revealed by new insights. Of course, the conclusion of the thesis must summarize a new contribution to knowledge against the modesty of the student. This is where the student points out to the external examiner what the new contributions to knowledge are. It'll be hedged around with careful qualifications, and also with indications for further research beyond the scope of the present inquiry. I think indications for further research is a very important indication of understanding the nature of the research and the limitations as well as the success of the present inquiry. So I hope these five thoughts might prompt some useful discussions between the supervisor and the student in the process of following the inquiry. It's very important that there is a stage for opting out of the inquiry in the progression assessment early in the stage of the inquiry. And I've found that's been a useful place to redirect students who are not really understanding the advice that's being given to them. That also is a very important and useful place to consider whether this is going to come to fruition. So I hope all this is useful, and good luck and best wishes.